It's a gene with a fancy name, cytochrome 2D6.
Cytochrome 2D6 is part of a family of 50 or so genes that detoxify substances. One of those, cytochrome 2D6, is very relevant to psychiatric medications.
Gualberto Ruano is director of the Genetics Research Center at Hartford Hospital. He says the gene produces enzymes in the liver, which are responsible for clearing some medications from the body. But here's the rub. The enzyme-producing gene works differently in different people. This means doctors aren't always giving patients the right doses of medication for things like depression.
If a drug requires that enzyme to be broken down and the patient does not have it, the drug will build up and create side effects. If the patient has the enzyme in a superactive form, that drug will be broken down quickly and have no effect.
Earlier this month, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality awarded Hartford Hospital a $1.25 million grant to study the impact that genetic testing could have in better targeting drug prescriptions.
The pharmacology and the genetics behind the tests are rock solid. What is being investigated in this study is the effectiveness of this kind of testing in a healthcare environment, particularly in a hospitalization environment.
Ruano says one outcome of this research could be to make this type of genetic testing a part of standard care for every hospital patient prescribed psychiatric medication. He estimates the research at Hartford Hospital will last 5 years and involve 1,500 patients. Ruano says it's one of the largest prospective studies in the field of personalized medicine ever conducted. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.